Yeah, with the help of the Almighty, I pray to the Almighty to bestow upon me His truth, His wisdom, that I may convey His message and so sanctify His name. We are here, a delegation of rabbis, some who are originally from Palestine, many generations, and I am from survivors from the Holocaust, from Europe, from Poland and Hungary. Basically, we are coming here because we are Jews, and as Jews, we are suffering with the people of Gaza, with the people of Palestine. It's an injustice that 76 years ago, the United Nations, that was created to bring peace to the world, ratified a creation of a state that was called the State of Israel, a Jewish state, they referred to it, meaning that it's symbolic and that it represents Judaism as the religion of Judaism, which that's all a Jewish state could possibly mean. And therefore, they are automatically subjugating the other inhabitants of the land, the Muslims and the Christians, that will be second-class citizens. The Jewish community that was living there for hundreds of years was not accepting of this concept at all, because Judaism is simply a religion of 3,000 years to be subservient to God, to serve God. And we're even ironically forbidden, since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago, to create a Jewish sovereignty, even one centimeter or inch of Jewish sovereignty around the world. And that was respected by the Jews who practiced the religion and gave their lives for the religion for these 2,000 years of our exile. Certainly not by occupying another people or taking the land of another people. Certainly not of a people that was so friendly to the Jews, embraced us through our hundreds of years when there was the existence of Islam, and when we were being oppressed by in Europe, and tried to forcibly be converted into Christianity. Was the Muslim and Arab countries that embraced us, and we flourished amongst them without any human rights groups or United Nations to protect us. So it's simply nothing to do with a religious conflict. Jews were always able to live amongst Arabs and Muslims, and Judaism is nothing to do with a creation of a nationalist home. Simply, it was a group of nationalists 100-odd years ago who used the facade of my religion, Judaism, the religion that my grandparents died in Auschwitz for, and they're using this religion as a stick to stifle, to intimidate the people who are opposing the stealing of the homes of the people of Palestine. And when anybody dares to speak up, they accuse them of being anti-Semitic. That's totally not true. It's really revolting and to hear that people who are so friendly to the Jews, we lived together for hundreds and hundreds of years in peace and harmony, and to accuse them, these people who embraced us and gave us a new life for hundreds of years, to accuse these people of being haters of Jews because of our religion, that is unacceptable, and it's ungodly, it's not Jewish. Basically, this concept, when they, just as South Africa, as an apartheid state, even though it was accepted in this distinguished United Nations that was created to bring peace to the world, made a big mistake, because everybody today will admit that although it was tens of years that South Africa, as an apartheid state, was accepted, that it was a flawed and terrible mistake of the world. And today nobody will accept such a thing. And the ones who opposed them were called terrorists, as Nelson Mandela, for 27 years in prison, was called a terrorist. It's the same thing as with Israel. The United Nations did accept it. They did ratify the state. But that, even though it's a distinguished body, the United Nations, that does not legitimize when a group of people come along and take the land away from another people, and especially when they're doing it in the name of a religion that's 3,000 years, that expressly states we are forbidden to have a land, we are forbidden to steal, and we're to show gratitude to good done to us. Therefore, we as Jews around the world, who are true to our religion will never accept this transformation of my religion into this nationalism. We will never accept the oppression of the people of Palestine. We cry and hurt with the people of Gaza. Every single one who are dying and suffering in Gaza is blood on our hearts. We feel and hurt with them, especially us who've gone through Hitler and the Nazis. We feel, we hurt, and we want the world to know that one day, as the Almighty writes in His Torah, that it says, why are you rebelling against me? It will not be successful. This occupation, just as apartheid ended, this will totally end. With God help, a speedy and peaceful total removal of the occupation so that there could be a free Palestine. We can live in freedom. We can live together and serve God together in freedom. This is truth. This is Judaism. And this, inshallah, we hope to see soon in our days, a free Palestine. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir, for your positive message.